诸佛诸菩萨上人，各位同修，各位善知识，我是恒奈。1977年3月9号，我们三个母女，就是我妈妈、我妹妹，我们在洛杉矶的金轮寺皈依上人以后不久，我三女从台湾来到美国，住在我家。然后他有一天，他跟我们说，他在台湾亲眼看到一号火烧跳到烧三号，二号是在送辅文瓶。我那时候我想，世界上不可能有这种事情发生啊。
All Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, Noble Master, all fellow cultivators, and all good wise advisors. This is Hanai to Thai Dhamma Affinity with everybody. In 1977, March 9th, my mom and me and my other sister went to take refuge with Noble Master at Go Wheel Monastery. And later on, my third auntie visited us in America from Taiwan. One day she told us she had seen in person that was a fire that was burning the number one house and skipped the second house and burned the third house. And the people live in the second house were reciting universal chapter at that time. And I was thinking, how could things like that happen in this world?
然后我三姨说，我们天天吃完晚饭以后，我教你们怎么念诵普门品。因为我三姨是受日本教育的，他只会台语跟日本话，所以他就用台语的唱诵来教我们。那个调跟我们现在国语的调是一样，可是它是台语的发音。那有一天呢，我们吃完晚饭，我们就去超级市场买菜。我妹妹开车，我妈妈坐在我妹妹旁边，然后我三姨坐在我妹妹的后面，司机的后面，我坐在我妈妈的后面。然后我们买完菜回来半路，我三姨就一直说我们要唱诵那个普门品的寄诵，然后我们就唱。可是我那一天特别累，大概睡着了，然后到我们那个 apartment， 我们停在路边，我不晓得什么事情发生。等到下车了以后，我三姨回到房子里面，我三姨就叫：“哎呀，观世音菩萨真灵感啊！子弹只烧到我的头发。”
So my third auntie told us.Every day after dinner, I will start teaching you to recite universal door chapter. Since my third auntie was taking education when Taiwan was occupied by Japan, she can only speak Taiwanese and Japanese. So she had told us to recite in Taiwanese. The melody was the same as the one we are reciting in Mandarin now, but...It's just exactly the same recitation. One day, my third auntie took us to go shopping in a supermarket. My younger sister was driving, and my mom sat next to the driver. My auntie was sitting behind the driver, and I was behind my mom. After we'd done shopping halfway, I probably got too tired. Actually, my third auntie asked us to recite the verse halfway on the way home. I was probably too tired, so I fell half asleep. And I did not know what had happened, but I felt The car was parked on the roadside for a while. After we got off the car, my third auntie was proclaiming that, oh, Guanyin Bodhisattva was so efficacious, the gunshot only burned my hair.
我问我妈妈是怎么回事啊？ 我妈妈说， 刚才就是我们邻居那个青少年两位因为喝酒然后发了脾气然后吵架然后有一个人就要拿枪要枪毙那一个人结果那个人就跑到我三姨的车子的座位那边躲起来然后那个人就开枪 从我子弹是从我坐的位置这边然后穿过去烧到我三里的头发然后一点头发然后再飞出去然后就射到我那个公寓管理员的太太的脚他的太太去开刀三次才把子弹拿出来
So I asked my mom what had happened. My mom told me what happened was the neighbor, there were two teenagers. They probably got drunk from drinking and they strike up some temper and they got into a fight. One of the party took out the gun, tried to shoot the other party. The other party ran and hit by my auntie. So the gunshot actually shoot through my side and to my auntie and only burned a little bit of her hair and then went out the car and shoot the wife of the supervisor of our home by the foot. And it took three surgeries to finally take out the 子弹 Bullet, thank you.
我就到楼下一看，车子真的两个洞，就是我这边做了一个洞，然后我上你那个窗户一个洞，然后我上你做的那个窗户也一个洞，所以我才知道事情是真的是发生是这样子。然后1988年呢是11月，也是。 也是龙年，也是那个美国总统老布斯要选美国总统的时候，然后我那时候是在旧金山的吉利旅馆，然后有一天我的跟我一起做工的师兄就告诉我说，今天不用做工了，我准备好，我们要到中国城的公园，我说。 我就跟师兄讲说，我们出家人去公园做什么啊？他说，师父也要去啊，也会去啊。那我就只好就硬着头皮就去了，去了然后就看到那个凌云教授也在那边演讲，然后他演讲完以后，师父就。 就演讲，然后我那时候因为我是不能大场面的，我大场面我那时候看到人我就会很头痛，所以我就站到后面不晓得师父在讲什么。然后回来了金山寺以后，我就问那一些人说，今天是去中国公园做什么？他说你不知道啊，是选总统日子啊，师父去帮那个未来的总统开示啊，我才知道。
So then I went downstairs to check on the car, and I realized there were actually two holes in the car. One was on my side, and the other went through the window by my auntie. So then I realized this thing did happen that day. 1988, in November, there was also the Year of Dragon. The President Bush, the senior one, was running for the presidency at that time. And I was serving at the Lucky Hotel back then. That day, my Dharma brother told me, we are not going to work today. We're going to go to the park in Chinatown. So I asked, why, as a monastic, why are we going to the park? And she told me that the Lobo Master was going as well. So I couldn't help but go with them. At that time, the professor, Ling Yun, was giving a speech. Afterwards, the master was also giving a talk as well. And because I'm the kind of person that I could not be with a big crowd, I will have headache if I stay with a big crowd, so I stay behind the crowd. So that's why I did not know what the Venerable Master was actually talking about. After we went back, I kind of asked what had happened. Why was the big crowd there? I was told, "Oh, didn't you know there was the they were running for presidency, and Venerable Master was speaking for the president at that time."
林教授是看人的气，他就知道你的吉凶祸福。所以我是在金轮寺那时候学风水跟算命的时候，那我们那个居士请他去跟我们上课。我那时候廖凤明还没有出家，他跟我都在那边学算命跟看风水，然后他林云教授看到我们两个人，就说我们两个人都很厉害。我那时候不知道我为什么他会为什么会说我很厉害，然后后来我才知道我是脾气厉害。然后廖凤明呢是能言善道，所以他来出家，师父给他横道，就是他能言善道，辩才无碍。
Professor Ling Yun has the ability to tell this person if there is a vacations or there's any a disaster coming. When I was back in Go Wheel Monastery, I was learning feng shui and fortune telling with Liao Fengming before she left the home life. When Professor Ling Yun saw both of us, he said, "Both of you are really sharp." And I was wondering why. Why did he say that? What does he mean? And then I realized later that he was saying I have a really sharp in a big temper. While for the Liao Fengming was she was really eloquent. That's why after she left the home life, Venerable Master gave her a Dharma name, Heng Dao, because she is really eloquent and she can really talk.
1987年七月的时候是第一次在万佛圣城举行水陆空大法会，然后那时候有72位的中国大陆的各个庙寺的住持，都是他们只会讲中文了，然后师父就跟他们说叫他们要学英文。然后我那时候不知道为什么他们有的年纪很大了，师父还要他们学英文。师父是以身作则，你看师父会帮人家翻译，其实师父什么语言都可以通的。
Back in July 87, that was the very first time that we have the water, land and air Dharma Assembly here at City of 10,000 Buddhas. There were 72 monastic visiting from China, and they are all abbot in the various monastery back in China. They only spoke Chinese. However, Venerable Master asked them to learn English. I was wondering why, because some of them are really old, but Venerable Master still suggests them to learn English. Venerable Master did lead by example. He sometimes translates for people, and I believe Venerable Master can speak various language, or he understands various languages.
然后我那时候是在家居士， 我在厨房帮忙，然后我去洗手间出来，就有人告诉我说，刚才师傅拿的浮尘来跟我们加持，哎，我说我也要啊。然后那天晚上我在庙宇堂见到师傅，我就跟师傅讲说，师傅请跟我加持。然后师傅就打我的头三下，我顿然我觉得很轻安啊，很好，我就问师傅说能不能再三下，然后师傅就说你不要贪心。
Back then, I was a lay person and help out at the kitchen. After I came out from the restroom, I was told that Venerable Master came and blessed every one of them with the
duster.
And so when I went to the Wondrous Word Hall, I asked Venerable Master, would you please bless me? So he hit my head for 3 times, and I feel comfort and ease. So then I asked Venerable Master, would he please hit me 3 more times? And Venerable Master told me not to be greedy.
假如是以前有人告诉我说你很贪心，我一定说贪心的是你啊，并不是我。然后师父这样讲，我仔细回想，不只有贪心啊，贪嗔痴都有啊，那很严重啊，应该要改啊。
In the past, whenever people told me you're greedy, I would turn around and say, you are the one who's greedy. But when Venerable Master told me not to be greedy, I was thinking, well, not only am I greedy, I also have a lot of anger and delusion. And it's quite a serious problem, so I have to change myself.
1988年跟我刚刚剃度不久，然后我女儿住在那个女生的宿舍，然后她刚刚有一个居士从加拿大来的，就做他们的舍监，宿舍的舍监。然后我女儿只穿那个制服只穿一次，然后就换下来要洗，可是我放在水槽那边，因为我记性很容易记性不太好，很容易忘掉，就在那边不晓得几天，他把我丢到垃圾桶啊，我没有问我啊，所以我就很大声，我就说你好大胆呢，你怎么要丢我的东西，你没有先问我，你没有看看我天天在这边走来走去，我是出家人呢，你是在家人，你怎么搞的？哦，这样不行啊！他哭的，学校啊，全万佛城啊，满城风雨啊，哭到师父那边去啊。师父就说：“嘿，在庙宇堂，师父看到我说，为什么跟你横耐啊？出家人不能发脾气啊！”我才知道，哦，原来我有这么大的脾气哦。
Back in 1988, after I just shaved my head, my daughter stayed in the dorm, and there was a lay person who stayed from Canada and became a dorm supervisor then. And my daughter, after wearing her uniform for once, I put it in the sink I was prepared to wash the uniform, but I left it in the sink. I was probably too forgetful. I did not know how many days I left it there. And so the dorm supervisor threw it to the trash can without asking me. And I told her, how dare you? You did not ask me, but throw it away. Didn't you know that I am a monastic? How dare you do that? And so these things, then she started telling people about she was crying after my scolding. And then she started telling people about this. The news went all over the CCTV around the schools, and even Venerable Master knew about it. So when I went to the wonderful Words Hall, The Upper Master told you, didn't you know that I give you a Dhamma name, Heng Nai? Nai is patience. That means you shouldn't strike up such a big temper. Not until then did I realize I have a really big temper.
师父那时候是用微笑的。 但是我第一次看到师父笑，因为以前哈看到师父都是在骂人，我是真的是觉得战战兢兢，每次看到师父都很战战兢兢，怕他来骂我，然后没想到师父也会微笑，然后我后来想一想，师父在跟我说法，因为我看到人就骂。 所以师父看到人就骂，我遇到的就是师父看到人也在骂，然后我那个先生的爸爸，他看到师父，他说我对师父印象不好，我问他为什么，他说我看到他是在骂人啊，然后我后来想一想，我公公是台湾淡江舞女学院的总教官啊。
At that time, Venerable Master was telling me with a smile. That was the very first time I ever seen Venerable Master smiling. In the past, I always saw him scolding people, and I was so scared, I was afraid to be scolded by Venerable Master, and I did not know he can ever smile. Remembering back, I feel Venerable Master was actually speaking the Dhamma for me, because I will always... The reason I saw him scolding people with a temper was because I was scolding people all the time. And the father of my past husband was really not impressed with Venerable Master because he normally saw Venerable Master scolding people. And my father-in-law actually was a teaching officer in a college in Taiwan, and he was normally scolding students. That's why I think Venerable Master was speaking Dhamma for him. That's why he was normally seeing him scolding people.
今年的11月6号又要选总统，我希望能够选到一位。 跟像观世音菩萨这样善良的一个总统，因为这个世界现在是人心几乎要败坏的时候，所以很需要这种善良的总统来领导世界，世界才会渐渐的好起来。
November 6th this year, there will be another election of the president. I wish we would have a good president, good-hearted president like Guanyin Bodhisattva, because in this world, everything is getting worse. If we will have a good president in America, that he will be able to lead the world to the better.
2001年到09年，我是在女校的。 办公室帮忙，然后有一天有一位老师来问我说，他的媳妇看起来很善良，可是有一天呢就拿枪把他爸爸给枪毙了，然后他现在是在监狱里面，然后他带两个孙儿。 来万佛城，他来这边，也在学校教书，然后希望他的孙儿能够学好。然后那个老大是7岁，当他那个老大是5岁的时候，5岁多，亲眼看到他妈妈枪毙他那个外祖父，所以那个。 而那个孙儿大概被吓到了，你可以看出来，他这个孩子是被吓过的。
In 2001 till 2009, I was helping in the office at girls' school. One day, a teacher came and told me that her daughter-in-law looked like a good person, but she had shot her father to death, and now she's serving in jail. And she took the two grandchildren to City of 10,000 Buddhas, and she also helped out teaching at the school. She hoped her two grandchildren will be able to learn and get better. The oldest one was 7 at the time, and she saw the shooting. The mom shot the grandfather to death when she was 5 years old.
然后他问我说为什么他媳妇看起来这么善良会把他爸爸给枪毙了呢我跟他讲这个因果轮回的事情然后我是顺便拿上人讲的水尽回天路给他看然后不久他也皈依三宝并受了五戒
So she asked me why would her daughter-in-law look like a good person and but shot her father to death herself. So I told her about cause and effect and also gave her a book to read. And later on, she took the refugee and 5 precepts.
亲手千言观世音菩萨有这么多的眼睛跟这么多的手 我在想说，我们每个人都有两个眼睛啊，有两个手。我们假如合作的话，就是很大的力量，就可500个人就是千手千眼了吗？所以我们也可以做千手千眼观世音菩萨，只要大家合作。但是合作要有择法眼，我们要向善的合作，千万不要去。 恶的合作，恶的合作就变成恶报，那就是不可思议，而且受报的时候是很难受的。
The Guanyin Bodhisattva had 1,000 hands and eyes. So we're thinking, each of one of us have 2 hands and 2 eyes. If we work together, we will become 1,000 hands and eyes of Guanyin Bodhisattva. If we work together with 500 people, and we will turn out to be 1,000 hands and 1,000 eyes, Guanyin Bodhisattva, only if we work together. However, we still have to have Dharma selecting eyes to work on something which is good, not something is bad. Otherwise, we will have to suffer the bad retribution in the future.
1982年10月31号 是三门开光我跟我妈妈跟我三姨我们坐金轮寺的车子巴士来到万佛圣城参加然后我三姨就说觉得万佛城的那个东西不好吃可是我跟我妈妈就觉得很好吃然后我妈妈就跟我说恐怕你三姨这一生 恐怕不能再到万佛城了。真的，我三姨到他往生以前都没有再来过万佛圣城。我也不知道我妈妈为什么知道。
In 1982, October 31st, there was the opening of the Mountain Gate. My mom and I and my third auntie came by the bus from Goldwheel Monastery to City of 10,000 Buddhas. My third auntie was complained about the food here at City TB. She didn't think it was delicious. But my mom and I think the food here was wonderful. My mom was afraid that my third auntie would never be able to make it back here at City TB, and it turned out to be the truth. And I did not know why my mom knew about this.
我三姨也是上人的弟子，他在他往生以前，他看到台湾人就问人家说，你要不要学那个念诵普门品啊？然后人家要的话。 他就尽量教人家，然后有教过的人遇到我就说，哎，你山里真是好啊，我们上普文坪都车祸都免难啊，都通过了，都没有事啊。他们都说我们很感谢你山里啊，可是我不会弘扬普文坪，所以我可是很幸运在万佛圣城有这么好的法会，然后能够跟来大家结法缘，然后现在又是那个网络啊，然后那个科技时代很进步了，大家都可以从那个电脑上去学啊，或者是 CD 很多录音带可以学，所以我们真的是很幸运。OK， 阿弥陀佛，今天就讲到这里。
My third auntie was also disciples of Venerable Master. When she was in Taiwan, she normally teach people to recite universal chapter. When I run into anyone who learned from her, they always told me how much they appreciate my third auntie because it was able to be free from all the disasters. I wasn't able to propagate the universal chapter, but I feel so lucky that I was able to be here at CTB to learn about the universal chapter and to have this great affinity to affinity with everybody. Nowadays, it was so convenient for people to learn the Dharma from PC or CD or tapes, and I just feel so lucky to be here. Amitabha.